After stating does not behave rudely, he also reveals the state of mind for which she does not act rudely. What state is that? It is, she does not seek her own interests. She perceives her loved one to be everything, and only acts rudely when she cannot free him from such behavior. Therefore, if she could benefit her loved one through her own rudeness, she does not even consider it rudeness. For when you are in love, the other person essentially becomes you. This is the essence of friendship, that the lover and the beloved should not be two separate beings, but practically one entity, a unity, which only love can achieve. Therefore, do not seek your own interests in order to find them, because the person who seeks his own interests does not find them. This is why Paul said, "Let no one seek his own good, but the good of his neighbor." For your benefit lies in your neighbor's benefit and his in yours. Just as someone who hid his own gold in his neighbor's house, if he refuses to go there and find it, will never find it. Similarly here, if you do not seek your own advantage in your neighbor's benefit, you will not achieve the worthy crowns for it. God himself has arranged it this way to ensure that we remain interconnected. Just like the way one wakes a sleeping child to follow his brother when he is initially unwilling by placing what he desires in the brother's hand, so that he may pursue him who holds it due to the desire of obtaining it, and truly it happens. Thus also here, each individual's benefit has been given to his neighbor, so that from this we may eagerly pursue one another and not be torn apart.